All right, all right, all right, let's do it. Welcome to the Model Counselor Podcast. I'm your host, Aubrey Ebony, and this is episode one. Today is April 1st of 2019, and this is my very first ever podcast. I've done some radio shows, but not a podcast, so I'm really interested to see what this will be like. If you're new to podcasting like I was, or like I am, I find that podcasts are easier to listen to when they're very long. When you're doing something like driving or like cleaning up or whatever, just those kind of things. So, you know, your mind's engaged, but you're also physically engaged because it's not like music where you can like dance to it or you don't know the words to what I'm about to say. So, if you're brand new to podcasting, you know, feel free to listen to me in the gym or on the way to class or, you know, going to the grocery store or at the grocery store. If you're in bed, if your partner's driving you insane and you just want to listen to something, I'm here. So yeah, the Model Counselor Podcast. This podcast is about mixing mental health aspects or psychoeducation with the modeling industry, the modeling world. And, this is totally my idea. Don't know how I came up with it. You know what? That's not true. In fact, when I was, at my first internship in 2018, I accidentally sent an email to my supervisor from my model email, and he was like, okay, well, is this your full real name? I was like, oh no, just, you know, ignore that. I didn't mean to send you an email from that email. But he found Aubrey Ebony on social media, and needless to say, my university was not happy with the images that I had online because I was trying to be a counselor. I was in a program to be a marriage and family counselor, and then having the images that I had was deemed unprofessional. It became this whole charade of like, yeah, no, you know, you can't do both. You need to pick, blah, blah, blah. And I graduated and I was like, you know what? I don't need to pick. I'm going to do both. And so now, excuse me, I am the model counselor. So a little bit about me. I am 26 years old as of October 15th, 2018. Born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. I earned my bachelor's from Northern Illinois University. My first semester of undergrad, I went to Clark Atlanta. Second semester, well, I went to Eastern Illinois University for two semesters and then transferred to my alma mater, which was NIU. Go Huskies. Following my graduation in 2014, I moved to Florida to pursue my master's degree. My bachelor's degree is in psychology, and in my minor was civic engagement and community leadership, which essentially is kind of nonprofit management in one aspect, but the other aspect is just kind of being a leader in the community and understanding, like, you know, what's going on in society and being able to engage as a civilian, with the right morals. So that was my bachelor's. And then I moved to Florida where I attended Stetson University in DeLand, Florida. And, I chose a program of marriage, couple and family counseling because I thought I wanted to be a marriage, couple and family counselor. Now, while I love that and I love my work, I love the clients, you know, I love that feel, I wanted to do something that was a little more concrete, something that was outside the box, because I am so outside the box. And, you know, I tried for the longest to figure out where I could fit in different counseling centers that would allow me the freedom to be myself, to do what I want to do. And it's hard, right? You know, the professional world, the white collar or however you term it, the business world is very strict with what they allow. And I'm a very free-flowing person. So yeah, that's how I created the Model Counselor. Now you know. If you didn't know, now you know. Cool. So a little bit about my modeling background. I started modeling probably when I was about 16 years old. And I often tell the story of, I had a boyfriend when I was 16 in high school. And at the time he was working for a teen magazine in Chicago. And this teen magazine was all the rage. It was called True Star Magazine. And he was doing graphics because he wanted to be a graphic designer. And they were looking for models for a new issue. And he was like, oh, I'm going to submit some of your pictures because Facebook was blowing up and I had so many pictures on Facebook. And I was like, no, don't do that. Like, I'm definitely not cute enough for this. Like, please don't do that. It was really awkward back then. Super skinny, not much of a shape. I had, you know, crooked teeth. My hair was not the best. You know, I didn't feel like I was able to be a model, but he submitted my pictures anyway, and then he went ahead and got me in the magazine. The magazine chose me to be in this teen magazine, and back then it was all the rage to be a part of True Star, I remember. So yeah, at that photo shoot for True Star, I met a woman by the name of Cachet, who now is doing makeup for a lot of celebrities. But then she was like the coordinator for photo shoots, and she showed me how to book my own time for print or TFP or trade shoots. And that's what I started doing. I started doing more and more trade shoots with her. And then, you know, I told my dad, like, this is something I think I want to dive into. And so he took me to this place called One Source Talent in Chicago. And it's fairly similar to like a Barbizon or like a John Casablancas, where it's ideally a school that teaches you how to be a model or an actor, quote unquote. Teach being really subjective, if that's the right word. I did One Source Talent for a little bit, but nothing came of it. And then I tried doing like runway in high school, and I did a couple of runway shows in high school, early college. But what ended up happening is that in 2013, the year before I graduated from undergrad, I started Embrace Models. And Embrace Models was all about, excuse me, Embrace Models was kind of being about who you are. 2013, 2014 was when Instagram was really booming, and you're seeing all these images of different people, different women, different lifestyles that you didn't have access to in your day-to-day world, you know? And so I was like, no, you know, I don't want to try to be like Nicki Minaj. I don't want to try to be like, you know, Kim K. I don't want to be like any of these people. Like, I want to be myself, and I want people to embrace being themselves. So I came up with Embrace Models, and we put this group together. We did fashion shows, and we did photo shoots, and, you know, I coached them on how to walk, and, you know, it was a good time. And so it's 2018 now, and the group has been going strong for about 6 years, and I'm really proud of that. 2014, after I moved to Florida, I started doing more photo shoots, actually more beach photo shoots, which was new for me because I'm from Chicago, and, you know, we have lakes there, but nothing like the beach. And I moved to Florida, and a guy from Daytona State College, Chris, was like, you know, hit me up on Facebook, and he was like, hey, I would love to shoot you. Like, let's get you in a bikini and do some stuff on the beach. I have a makeup artist. I was like, I've never had my makeup done intensely. I've also never shot at the beach. I'm from Chicago. And he's like, you know, it'll be a good time. You'll like the images, blah, blah, blah. So I bought a bikini from Walmart. I actually still have this bikini. And I came to the shoot. This girl named Danielle, who's a great friend of mine now, did my makeup. And the pictures came out really well. And I was really surprised. It's like, wow, like I didn't know that I had a body for swimsuits. Like, you know, being skinny, you just back then always thought of, you know, runway models or bikini models having more of a figure, and I didn't have that. So when I saw these photos, I was like, wow, like I look good. This looks great. The next year I ended up submitting those images to an agency in Orlando, Florida called the Diamond Agency. And it took them about a year. I didn't get a response. And, you know, I ended up submitting again, and they were like, wow, you submitted to us? Like, no way. And I was like, yeah, no, I did. I was just wondering if I had potential. You know, I'd love to model for you guys. And lo and behold, they signed me, my first agency. And so my first ever gig with them was a shoot I did for Disney Springs, Kate Spade. And so at this shoot, we had to model a bunch of Kate Spade purses and accessories. And it was for Disney Springs marketing. Now, as I'm driving, you know, around Orlando, I see a billboard with this image, and I was like, oh my gosh, like seriously, my first ever like big model gig, and it's on a billboard. So I called my agent because they had actually booked me as an extra for that shoot, which was insane because it was only three of us models there. So how are you paying me as an extra when there are three of us? Ideally, we should be principal, but I didn't make it a big deal until I saw how heavy they were using the images. So I went ahead and talked to my agents, and they got me a better rate and paid me more money. That was 2015. So between 2015 and 2016, I did a bunch of bikini competitions with a company that I'm probably just not going to name on my podcast for my own personal reasons. But I started doing different bikini pageants and bikini competitions. And, you know, I traveled with these, you know, particular groups and did photo shoots around different places of the world, mostly the islands. And I built my portfolio a little bit while doing that. And between, you know, classes and stuff like that, because I had enrolled in school by 2015. So I was just kind of balancing school and my hobby of modeling, which was working out for the most part. And so, 2016, I think I won my first bikini competition. And I was like, wow, like, holy nuts. I definitely think I can do this. And, you know, definitely just kind of boosted my confidence. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing swimwear. And so, you know, after that, I kind of really rocked with wearing bikinis and wearing swimsuits and kind of just finding myself and my image and what made me comfortable, what I wasn't comfortable with, along the time. Sorry. Around that time, actually, I made a couple of mistakes as a model. I have to admit, shot with some people I probably shouldn't have shot with. And, you know, I didn't have the best experience. Not that they're bad people, just that my comfort level at that time did not allow for the experience that I had. And that's why I preach to my ladies to be careful and to speak up if you're uncomfortable, because I did not. And I'm very selective now about who I work with and who has images of me, because at the end of the day, your image is your brand. It's your work. It's your business, you know? And so you want to make sure that the images that are out there represent you the best that they can. And I'm all about that now. But back then I didn't. So between 2015 and 2016, you know, I really learned myself as a model and, you know, kind of what I wanted to do. 2017, Sports Illustrated had their very first, like, Sports Illustrated casting call. And what happens with that is you just kind of submit a video saying who you are and why you want to be a part of Sports Illustrated. And I really caught it at the tail end of the competition. You know, I found it after a couple of my other friends had posted the video. And I was like, all right, well, you know what? I'll give it a shot. So I had my roommate at the time, Ari Perez, which, hey, Ari, hope you're doing great. We got together and we did a quick video. And, you know, what I ended up doing to make my video even more special is I took off my wig. Being African-American, I was frequently ashamed of my hair because I didn't feel like it was pretty, too hard to manage. I don't look good with my natural hair. But on camera, on Instagram, for Sports Illustrated, I was like, you know what? Like, I want to embrace myself. You know, I want to embrace my natural hair. And I took my wig off. And I was like, this is it. Like, this is me. Like, I want to be more comfortable with, you know, with myself and my image. And so, yeah, I posted that up. Sports Illustrated ended up picking that video, reposting it, and inviting me out to New York. And, you know, even crazier, like, I'm a huge Jason Derulo fan. Jason Derulo actually commented on that video on my page, and I was really happy about that. It made me feel really good, because I at some day hope to meet you, Jason Derulo, if you ever listen to a podcast, or if anybody listens to this podcast and can connect Jason Derulo and I on a cordial, friendly friendship meeting, I would gladly love that. So that was 2017. After that, Maxim Columbia actually published a set I shot in Mexico, Cancun, Mexico, at a resort called El Dorado Maroma. Phenomenal resort. I highly recommend it to everybody. Sports Illustrated picked up that video and they invited me out to New York. They had 5,000 submissions and only chose 35 women to meet in New York. So I was actually in Costa Rica at the time, and I had to change my flight from Costa Rica to Florida to New York. Am I saying that right? I had to change my flight from Costa Rica to New York so I can meet the SI team. So, you know, I was like, all right, cool. Like, let me do my hair, like, get some cool clothes. Actually, I just truthfully got some jeans and a couple of crop tops, which is what I wear on a day-to-day basis. But, excuse me, kombucha I've been drinking. I went to New York, and I was in a room. Actually, I was running, like, a little bit behind, too, and I was panicking because I was in this hotel, and I thought I was going to take, like, the train, but I'm not good at the train in New York. Well, now I am. Then I was not. And I call it a taxi because Uber was extremely expensive and traffic was insane. I was like a few minutes behind. I was like, oh my God, this is it. I'm never going to have this opportunity again. And I'm literally blowing it. but I made it, and I was super happy that I made it. And I went and I met some phenomenal women like Serena Nowick. She's amazing. You could check her out on her Instagram. Met her. She's great. Kate DePaz, we haven't spoken in a while, but met her there. The Misfits. Misfits. This adorable best friend duo on social media. I met them. I met Jessica Adi, Steph Me. I met Miss USA 2015, you know, and we were all in the same group, you know, and it was so surreal for me, this girl from Chicago who never thought she could be a model, to be in this room with such beautiful women. I was like, holy nuts, like, they picked me to be in here too, like, oh my gosh. And it really, really boosted my confidence. And you know, we took some pictures, had some interviews and things like that, made some great friends. It was a great time. So that was 2017. Unfortunately, I did not get picked up to continue on in the competition. They went from 35 to 15, and I was dropped, and they went from 15 to 6. And so that's how that competition went. But I was, you know, happy to be 35 out of 5,000, like that to me, you know, in their very first ever Sports Illustrated competition, to be one of 35 of 5,000 is phenomenal, especially when you're doing something like embracing your hair, you're embracing your image, you're embracing you, and you get chosen to, you know, be in public for that, not a public, but, you know, you get chosen to be on a platform per se for that. And I was really happy. So I, you know, I came back to Florida because I had to go back to class, still in school. And I actually signed with my mother agency, Click Models of Atlanta. And it, that was orchestrated through a friend of mine, Frank. And thank you for that, because you connected me with Jenny. And Jenny is a phenomenal mother agent. She got me my biggest gig with the Cream of Nature campaign in 2018. That particular campaign was in Essence. It was in Ebony magazine. It's been on like bus stops and different billboards at the airport, in the department stores and grocery stores, Walmart, Target. Like, it's kind of been everywhere. And super blessed that they chose that image for that shoot. But, yeah, it was 2017. 2018, I graduated from school. Whoop, whoop. Finally got my master's. Took the longest. It was such a huge journey. But I did it. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to move to Atlanta because my agency is in Atlanta. And I was always denying work because I was in Florida and I couldn't always get to Atlanta. So, yeah, I went to Atlanta for a couple of months. And between, I mean, August and November, I signed with 3 additional agencies, and, you know, now total I'm signed with, I think 6, being Click Models of Atlanta, that's being my mother agent. I'm signed with DOS Model Management in Miami. I get a couple of things from them, but it's not as active, probably because I'm not in Miami too often. J. Purvis Talent, which I'm really excited to be with. They cast for, or they have actors that have played in really big movies, and I'm really blessed to be a part of them because they're, you know, industry referral only. I am also with Ben's Model and Talent out in Tampa, Florida. Phenomenal agency there. They're really communicative. They're great. They're supportive. Love them. Professionally Pretty out in Winter Park, Florida. They're great. Really communicative. Definitely like on the ball in terms of like getting you gigs, or at least having you cast or audition for things. That's great. Is that it? Diamond, Daz, Doss, J. Purvis, Click, Professionally Pretty. I don't know. J. Purvis? Did I say that? Anyway, those are my agents. I'm sorry. I should have wrote it as a list down. But as of now, 2019, I am, you know, modeling full time. I just got back to New York shooting with the hair company, and I was just building connections, working on doing some more brand ambassador, not brand ambassador, like influencer work. Partnered with a hotel out there, and that was good. So I'm doing some more influencer work. But overall, that's just kind of been my journey in a nutshell. You know, I went from not really modeling to, you know, fashion show coordination at, you know, my undergrad, to my first agency in 2015, to, you know, my first decent, like, you know, ad with Dizzy K. Spade in like 2016. Between 16 and 17, you know, I did a lot of commercial work with Disney and Universal with the Diamond Agency, and that was really good. 2017 was the Sports Illustrated casting, which went really well and definitely like boosted my social media. I also had a couple of videos that went viral that boosted my social media. And then 2018, after graduation, I signed with a couple more agencies. So that's just kind of been my journey. And along the way, you know, I've been finding that there's a particular way I like to photograph. There's a particular style of photography that I like on my page. And that's my brand. You know, my social media is my brand. And yeah, so as of now, I'm showing girls how to build, you know, connections with your agents, how to get signed with an agency, what you need for your portfolio, what kind of model you can be. Should you dive more into acting? You know, how to update your portfolio. We talk about a lot of different things. If they're having issues and they're the right height, okay, well, you know, what is it that we need to change? Is it like a portfolio adjustment, or are we needing to maybe change whatever? You know, and I don't really advocate for change. I advocate for you saying who you are, but if you're wanting to sign with an agency and they're requiring a certain thing, is it really worth it? You know, I do runway coaching. I've done over 20 fashion shows, even being 5'6" and a half. I've done a bunch of fashion shows, and I love runway. It's a good time. Usually it's an extended day for not that amount of money, but oftentimes it's a great experience. You know, you get some great footage, and it's good to practice your walk for when you need it. So I do runway coaching, pose coaching. I'm all about self-esteem, making you feel confident, because if you're booked on a gig with another model and, you know, you're not feeling confident, like we gotta hash that out. Or, you know, if your family's not supportive of what you do, or if your spouse isn't supportive of what you do, or if you have anxiety when you're going to like a casting or an audition, or, you know, if you get, you know, feelings of depression, or you feel depressed because you're not getting booked and your friend is getting booked all the time, and you're, you know, comparing yourself, like, why am I not booking? Like, what am I doing wrong? You know, so these are all things that I really try to tackle when working with my girls, and even a couple of guys over time, just because understanding this industry is hard. I've tried to sign with agencies in New York. In fact, there's one agency in New York that definitely wants to work with me. I am just trying to understand if I really want to do that. But even that is like, you know, understanding the New York market and what's in, what's trending. And yeah, if they sign you, are they actually going to like try to book you? Is it a cattle call? Like some of these agencies that represent hundreds of models, are they just signing you because they don't want you to be with another agent? You know, like all these things you have to take into consideration when you're like wanting to be a model and understanding like how to navigate through this industry. It's a challenge. But yeah, I support girls in their journey. I talk about model safety. If you're uncomfortable, if you need a safety plan, if you don't know how to talk to a photographer, if you don't know how to phrase something, if you get caught up in, you know, a Barbizon or John Casablanca's, you know, payment. I don't want to use the word scam, but like payment situation, whatever the case may be, you know, I do the best I can to be a strong support for my girls. For those who are out of town, I meet them, you know, one-on-one for like Skype or FaceTime meetings. If they're in town or want to meet with me in person, we meet in person and, you know, we hash it out and we talk about different things and we find photographers they could work with and we get some portfolio ideas and then we look at different agencies. We compare, you know, their image to what the, you know, agency has right now. What are they representing? What's booking? Looking at their social media, like, you know, just being really proactive and understanding the industry, the market, where you fit, you know, and the best way to go about it for you, because everybody's different, especially if you're not, you know, 5'9", 5'10", it makes it just a bit of a challenge. I'm luckily at the very, like, low end of the cutoff, being 5'6" and a half, about 5'7", you know, and that could even make it a challenge, but I do really well for myself, and I don't know if it's because of my social media, I don't know if it's because I've been practicing for years, and that I'm a great model, or, you know, my, personality, it could be my personality, whatever the case may be, I'm blessed to be booking, you know, and blessed to be working, blessed to have great agents, and now I'm actually moving forward and diving into acting, because I'd love to, you know, be a co-star or a guest star on like a TV show or a Netflix series or, you know, something like that. But yeah, so I think that covers everything about me, right? Everything that's relevant to this podcast, I feel like that covers. So yeah, I mean, my measurements, I think that's important to know. 32D, I'm 25 in the waist, about 35 in the hips. Shoe size is 7, you know, I'm natural. I only wear wigs if I am doing a job or like if I need to wear it for a particular photo shoot concept. But for the most part, I'm a naturalist. I don't like my photos too over edited. I kind of like to be me. I want to look like me and I want to feel like me. And That's all I promote. You know, I don't want my girls changing or my models that I work with changing themselves to fit, you know, society's, you know, idea of beauty, because it's consistently changing. If you take a look at maybe 3-4 years back, you know, Lane Bryant and Ashley Stewart were like maybe two brands that hired plus size women. Now plus size women are walking runways and swimwear, and they're, you know, on the covers of magazines. It's changing. So to all my petite models out there, to all my alternative models with tattoos and piercings and, you know, interesting hair, because that's you, just give it some time and be patient, because the industry is changing. Just be prepared for it. You know, be ready for it. 5'6½, 5'7" girls, 5'2" girls, because I know the Mitch Fitch are kind of on the shorter side. But they're rocking it. You know, you have to find your niche. You have to find your path, and you have to go hard at it. And you have to focus, you know. If you're not giving it your all, it's not going to be worthwhile, but you really have to focus on your goal. You have to set goals. You have to abide by them, and you have to just take it step by step. You got to do it. You have to do it. If you don't do it, you won't go anywhere, and you're definitely not getting any younger. Agencies are hiring, you know, women that are 18, 17, 16, so you're definitely wanting to be ready and prepare yourself and, you know, find that support system. I build support systems with my models, and they're able to talk to each other, you know, and support and uplift each other down this journey. So if you're wanting to be a model, get it done. You know, look at what you need to do. If you want to, you know, I chat with girls all the time. I chat, you know, with a couple of guys who are interested in modeling. You know, my mother agent in Atlanta, if you have the right look, will definitely, you know, look into signing you or seeing if she could work with you. So, and that's just not even her. I know model scouts. You know, I know a couple of different people that really could help. You know, it's just about you wanting to do the work. I wouldn't get booked if I wasn't willing to put in the work. If I wasn't putting in the work to get my portfolio built, you know, like I wouldn't have the portfolio that I have now that allows me to get the bookings that I have now. You know, it's, you gotta hustle. But all right, thanks for listening. This was episode 1, episode 2 coming soon. Thanks for listening.